Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Everything SEO. So you might have heard me talk about this a few times if you've listened to the past episodes or you've seen me anywhere, because off-page SEO is such a huge part of SEO. But today we're really going to talk about like what off-page SEO actually is. And I'm going to try and put it in the simplest terms possible, because I'm not here to blow your mind with a bunch of jargon that's not going to help you. We're going to put this in a way that is easy to understand and most importantly, easy to apply. So off-page SEO is essentially how other websites talk to your website, how they see your website and if they trust your website. It has very little to do with your actual website, although having a user-friendly and SEO-optimized website yourself is important. But that plays into your technical and your content SEO. Your off-page SEO is solely based on what other websites and other platforms are doing that involve your website. So a good example of this is if you do a podcast. So when you do a podcast and say your podcast is hosted on Buzzsprout in your show notes, if you put a link back to your website, that builds a backlink. So that backlink, if someone clicks it, they're going to head to your website or whatever page that you've put there. So Buzzsprout is showing that they trust your website enough to send somebody to it, or there's a reason that they're sending somebody to it. And Google looks at that and they're like, oh, well, this is interesting. Let me follow it too. And so the little Google bots crawl through your description, your podcast show notes, and go and look at this page that you've backlinked. And now that they've looked at it, they kind of built trust to it. And they, well, now that they've looked at it, they trust it a little bit more because somebody else trusted it. And that helps your SEO. Another great example is if you're guest posting. So guest posting is creating a blog post for another website. And essentially, they typically put a backlink within the post back to your website, another blog post of yours, a product or a service. And when they post it on their website, Google crawls that page, follows that backlink, and sees that they trust your page, your website, your service, whatever you backlink to. And that improves the SEO of not only that page that it's linking to, but of your overall website. But the reason why this is important is because the more quality, now the keyword is quality, but the more quality websites that interact with your website, the better your SEO is. The more Google trusts your website and the more likely they are to crawl your in rank, your content and your main pages and pretty much anything else you got going on your site. And the other reason that off-page SEO is so important is because it's something that anybody can do. You don't have to have a blog to work on your off-page SEO. You don't have to have a podcast. You don't have to even be active on social media. Now, all these things can help, but they are not necessary. You can guest on podcasts. You can work on guest posting. Like, you don't have to have a blog or your own social media to do these things. You just need to make sure that your website is healthy. It's set up in an SEO optimized way so that you can set up those backlinks, and you have to find these opportunities. Now, there's other ways to do this. I mean, you can also work on like other aspects of PR, but there's only some PR that is, I guess, good for SEO. I mean, anywhere that you show up online is good. That's more visibility. And yes, Google is going to crawl it in some way, shape, or form. But this is where it gets into a little bit more of a tricky area. It's when you're getting those backlinks. There's two different types of backlinks. There are do follow, which tells Google that yes, they need to follow this link. Yes, we trust this website. This is what other websites are marking your backlink as, by the way. And then there's nofollow. So nofollow, they're saying that they do not want Google to follow this, or at least they don't encourage Google. Google ultimately makes the end decision. If Google decides that this backlink is important enough that they want to crawl it, they're going to crawl it. Marking it is simply a suggestion. But in the case of social media links are inherently nofollow. And Google tends to stand by that, except for in extenuating circumstances. So say you do a Facebook post and it goes absolutely viral to the point like Facebook is pushing it. Then you may have a dofollow link and that may help your SEO. But that is a very rare occasion. I'm not talking about a simple viral post. I'm talking like you're having billions of people go to this post. Because then it's improving this page ranking. It's building this page strength. And now Google sees it as a page and not just a post. Another good example of this is Instagram or Twitter. So these do play, like putting your links on there do help, but not to the same extent as having a dofollow link from a website or even Pinterest. Pinterest is a great place to work on your off-page SEO if you don't want to do like a whole bunch of PR. Pinterest does have dofollow and nofollow backlinks. So your normal pins are nofollow, but then if you rank high enough and your pins are performing well, they can end up in these lists that Pinterest creates, which I like to call Pinterest blog posts because it's just a top 10 or top 7 or top 6 of the best ranking pins for this keyword. And so that is treated as a regular page. And so you can get a dofollow link from that. It's actually really cool how it works. And I'll have the whole case study of when this happened because this hasn't always been a feature. I'll have the full case study in the show notes in case you are curious about that. So just to sum it up, because, you know, we're keeping this simple. Off-page SEO is how other websites interact with your website. That's it. And while this can naturally happen as you increase your visibility and people naturally link to your resources or social media posts that you've done or reference you from a podcast episode or backlink to a blog post that you've done, you can also do it yourself. You can do the work for PR. You can find the guest posting opportunities. You can work on your Pinterest marketing. So it can be passive or you can work towards it. And that's just one of the cool things about SEO. Like you don't have to check all the boxes to get it to work for you. But that is it for today. I just want to keep this short and sweet. I like sharing these in little doses so that they're easy to consume. And if you want to learn more, you can go ahead and go to the next episode and learn how you can work on your SEO. But for now, I will talk to you next time, and I hope you're having a great day. As always, I hope you're able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.